welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, y'all. I hope y'all are making it. Y'all are doing all right. I have a particularly special show that you may be in your feelings because you may feel called out by the topic today. But I just got off the phone with one of my dearest friends who is now, you know, badass doing her thing. She is a boss. She has a plethora of direct reports. And she was telling me the tale of trying to hire Black people in the past couple of months. And I was quite disturbed. So today, we're going to talk about once you get the interview. So the episode before last, I talked about how to use LinkedIn to land the interview. But what I failed to realize is what we didn't talk about is what happens once you get the interview, all the stuff you need to do so you can actually get the offer. And I didn't think that I had to talk about this, but the story that my friend told me was so disturbing that I immediately came into the booth, which is my bedroom closet, and I had to record this show. Some of you guys already know this stuff, but clearly some of you don't. And so this episode is super important because we can't be out here fighting the CEOs, right? I can't be out here writing these open letters and then you guys get interviews and you fuck it up. So today we're going to talk about how not to fuck up the interview, okay? But first, Corporate Warriors Summit! So this week, I want to shout out a complete badass. I've seen different clips of her talking. I've never met her, but she grew up in Texas, I believe. She went to two Texas universities. So, you know, I'm all about the Texas girls. I'm hoping I'm not mispronouncing her name, but Thesunda Brown Duckett. She is the CEO of Chase Consumer Banking. She is an absolute badass and has really done transformational work at Chase, especially when it comes to consumer banking and especially when it comes to helping Black and Brown people financially. She's one of the powerhouses who have dedicated Chase's money to driving programs and initiatives that actually help us, right? She oversees a banking network of more than $600 billion in deposits, 5,000 branches, 16,000 ATMs, and 50,000 employees. 50,000 people report into her organization. That is huge and a lot of responsibility. Under her leadership, Chase has undergone a digital and physical transformation that contributed to its ranking as number one in customer satisfaction by JD Power and number one for its mobile app and the number one most visited online portal among U.S. retail banks. Her team is leading Chase's first major branch expansion in 10 years, which will add 400 branches in 20 new markets over the next 5 years. That is a lot of work. Building on her passion for financial inclusion and empowerment, Duckett drives the bank's development of new tools, products, and thought leadership to build financial health and wealth for all consumers. She is the executive sponsor of JP Morgan Chase's Advancing Black Pathways program, aimed at helping Black Americans close historical achievement gaps in wealth creation, educational outcomes, and career success. And she has many, many accolades, y'all. Last year, she was appointed to the Nike Board of Directors, as well as the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization. She's also a member of the Executive Leadership Council. She is one of y'all sorors, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You guys, she is a powerhouse. She's from Texas. She holds a bachelor's degree in finance and marketing from the University of Houston and an MBA from Baylor. Like, she is just an amazing human being. So shout out to Thesunda Brown Duckett. I hope I did not ruin your name. Keep going, keep doing it. And hopefully, if you want, you will be in the succession plan to be the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Okay? All right. So that is our corporate warrior spotlight. Listen, guys, if you have somebody you think I should shout out in the corporate warrior spotlight, please send that to me at ask@trillinba.com. Put corporate warrior spotlight in the subject line. And please, please, please don't make me do my Googles. Like, please send me a link to a bio. Please help a sister out. Okay. All right. So now, you guys, OMG. Let me tell y'all something. There are Black women who want to hire you. And they are in the position, because they're managers, to hire you. But you have got to be prepared. So today, through the story of my friend, I'm going to tell you the things that you should not do and some of the things you must do to be prepared for the interviews that you are about to land over the next couple of weeks, okay? So when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about what not to do. And I'm going to tell you what my friend had told me about these Black women that she interviewed when we get back from the break. So do you need help with a work dilemma, but you ain't got $40, so you can't schedule a coaching call? Well, I'll make a deal with you. If you agree to do a coaching call that I can air on the show, then you get a free coaching call. So hit me up at ask@trillinba.com. And if you are open to having your issue be known to the internet, but you get some great advice and some great information, then email me at ask@trillinba.com and we'll talk. And if I feel that your situation is very similar to a lot of ours and that everyone would benefit from learning what to do in your particular situation, then I will have you on the show. We can also disguise your voice so you can be anonymous. So there's that too. So hit me up, let me know, and let's get back to the show. And we are back. And I'm trying to calm myself down, y'all, because I am so disappointed. So disappointed. I just got off the phone with one of my best friends. I can't tell you who she is or where she works because, you know, people trying to keep their jobs. But I can tell you that she's been in the marketing game for a minute. And I can tell you that she was looking to hire an entry-level person. So this was somebody who recently graduated, like just graduated or had maybe a year out, right? It's an entry-level role. The role paying $70K. The role, because of the pandemic, could be remote. And this was after everything blew up around the murder of George Floyd. So she was like, bet. The company's like, yes, it's up to you. Hire who you want. And she's like, I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to work to recruit some Black talent into this role. Entry level role. Y'all. So I was like, what happened? And she was like, well, I had 6 people to interview. 2 of them were Black. And I was like, okay, so how'd it go? And she goes, well, the process goes like this. They get a phone screen from HR. Common, right? Just more of a fit expectations conversation. Everybody made it through that. They got to her. So she was the first interview, and then there would be a panel interview, and then she got to decide, you know, after taking into consideration the panel feedback. But the panel was mostly a formality, a gut check. It was really her decision. Now, one thing about my friends is that we are on point at all times. Okay? Even when we're not on point, we on point. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you never gonna catch us slipping. So when that's the case, we can't hire people who we catch slipping. And in a nutshell, the 2 Black candidates were caught slipping. Y'all, she told me that one girl showed up to the interview, and mind you, it's video conference, which means you're not in person. But it does mean that you need to actually show up. One girl showed up a mess. Clearly looked like she rolled out of bed, put on a wrinkly jacket, and just got herself in front of a computer like 5 minutes before this interview started. So rule number 1, guys. In the preparation, you must show up. You must act like this is real, like in person. Like, you need to get up early. You need to get dressed. You need to beat your face. You need to pull your hair back in a bun or whatever looks super professional. You know, put some lipstick on. And the sad thing is, she said, you know what, for me, my expectation isn't like, you know, put the whole suit on, beat the whole face. She said, that's not my expectation. But I expect for you to like, put some care and effort into it. Like, don't look like you just rolled out the goddamn bed. Put some lipstick on. Do your eyebrows. Put some eyeliner on. Like, that's like, come on. Seriously? I was so upset by that. So that's number 1. Oh, and by the way, the woman who got the job, she dressed to the nines, like as if she was going in person. Like, she came for the kill. Okay? So it's number 1. So number 2, she said, one of the girls seemed very nervous. I was like, nervous? She's like, yeah, like she was nervous. And I could have, you know, let that ride. But really and truly is that she really wasn't that prepared. So I was asking her questions. And she was nervous because she was stumbling answering the questions and she hadn't really prepared, and you could tell. Y'all. So the reason why I'm mad is because I don't know where the disconnect is. But if you have an interview, like if you get past the point where you get to talk to the hiring manager, you need to be beyond on point, right? You need to be prepared. And so here's the other thing that really got me. So HR gives you the canned, here's what to expect in your interview. You're going to have behavioral questions. Here's your role description. And then here's our website with all of our info on it. Like, do you need somebody to help you prep? Like, or is it that you just thought you had this? Did you want the job? Did you just really not want the job? Like, what the fuck were you doing that you had the expectation of how you needed to come prepared and then you did not prepare? Which also means like you didn't talk to a mentor or career services from your school or any of your other friends who had jobs. You just thought you was just going to roll up and just have a conversation. When they told you what to expect and you still wasn't ready. So of course you sound nervous because your ass ain't ready. Because guess what? Prepared people ain't nervous. Y'all, we can't be slipping. We just can't. Like, that's slipping. We can't afford to. We have to always be on point. And being on point is just very simply being prepared in all these ways. So, when I get back from the break, I'm going to talk about the most egregious thing in this story that legit, I don't think you guys really know about. Right? Like, this is one of those unwritten rules, unspoken things that you don't even know you have a right to do. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to break down where the person who got the job did this and how these Black girls that could have had the job, that had the person rooting for them, wanted to give them the job and couldn't because they weren't prepared when we get back. Hey, how big is your network? Are we connected? You listen to the show. You know I know a lot of people. So why haven't I seen you on the internet? Here are a couple things you can do to plug into the Trill MBA network. One, you can head on over to LinkedIn and follow us on our page at Trill MBA Show on all socials. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go on over there and connect with me. Say hi at me. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. What are you going through? How can I help? Right? You know, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. You can always go to trillmba.com, sign up for our freebies. We're always adding new guides and tips and tricks and tactics and videos to help you through this thing called corporate workplace life. Whew, it's a lot. I know. So connect with me. Let me know how I can help you. Let's get these promotions, ladies. Listen, I want you to get more coins and I want you to help the next crop of women behind you, okay? So let's get it. And if you need anything, hit me up, okay? At Trill MBA Show, everywhere on the internet. Now, let's get back to the show. And we are back. So let me tell y'all about these little girls. So not only did they show up not prepared, not only did they show up on camera looking crazy, didn't really answer the questions, these niggas didn't follow up. What? You guys. So here's the deal. And I know some of these companies are trash, right? Like, I know it. Their recruiting processes are trash. Like, I wrote a whole open letter to the CEO of Wells Fargo when he was talking about he couldn't find Black talent. It was limited. And I was like, oh, actually, no, your recruiting process is trash. Okay. And here's the receipts. You can go check that out on LinkedIn if you haven't already. So I get it. Sometimes we're like, well, fuck me. No, fuck you. Right? Like, I get that. But here's the deal. If you have a Black person who's the hiring manager, I would say a good 8 times out of 10, right? 80% of the time, this person is kinfolk. They have some kinfolk about them and they want you to succeed. But 0 times out of 10, are we allowed to let your mediocrity win? Okay? 0 out of 10. Your Black mediocrity will never win. Okay? So You need to send your thank you note. In the thank you note, it needs to talk about how you really want the job. Got to reiterate that. And the reasons why, based on the conversation you had in your interview, and why you would be the best candidate for the job. And oh, by the way, even if I'm not chosen, I wish you the best. And can you give me some feedback around my interview? Because I'm always striving to get better. I would appreciate any feedback you can give me. That should always be in your thank you letter to anybody who interviewed you. Now, some companies have rules because, you know, nobody wants to get sued, right? So half the time you may not get feedback back, and that's fine. But if it is a Black person and you say, hey, not hey girl, hey, but hi, such and such, thank you so much for your time. I've really enjoyed our conversation and it made me more excited about the opportunity to work with XYZ company. In my interview, I expressed that my experience fits nicely with this role because of DCB XYZ reasons. And because of that, I would love to come and work for you at XYZ company. I understand you have a tough decision on your hands, but regardless of whatever you decide, I would really appreciate if you would share some tangible, concrete feedback with me, as I'm always striving to grow and get better as I move along in my career journey. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great week. Sincerely, Felicia and Rose Nuha. It's an email. Email, niggas. An email. It ain't even. It don't even have to be a real card anymore. Like when back in the day when I was young, I had to write shit out by hand. You ain't got to do that shit no more. You send a goddamn email. Make sure you ask for the email from the HR talent acquisition person. Please get the emails. Send the thank you notes within 24 hours of your interview. Send your thank you emails. Be thoughtful about it and ask for feedback. It's that simple. If you think you know somebody that doesn't know this, send this to them, please. These are the basics. Y'all out here fumbling the basics. My nigga, what? We can't afford to fumble the basics. And the thing is, my friend didn't want to send unsolicited feedback. Like, she wanted to give them feedback because, you know, we kinfolk, okay? Me and my crew, that's how we roll. But again, you can't just go willy-nilly like, hey, girl, hey, let me tell you something about yourself. You showed up like trash. You weren't prepared. Blah, blah. You can't. No, that's not how that works. You have to ask for the feedback. And then, according to the person and how they want to deliver it, you may get an email or you may actually get a call. You may actually get some mentorship out of this. But how bad do you want it? You got to ask. So let me tell you about the person who got the job. The girl who got the job, she sent her thank you notes. She asked for feedback. She was by far the most prepared person. Not only had she done her Googles on the company and their products, not only had she shown passion for the industry, right? And not through her previous work experience, but she showed passion about things that were outside of the industry, as far as like adjacent products or things that showed she had passion for not just their products, the industry, but then also business in general, right? So you got to think about this like a entry level, like marketing role for somebody coming out of undergrad, right? So when you're asked, what's your favorite product or what product are you most passionate about? This girl knew, had it down, knew exactly what she was going to say, had it in a framework, was ready. The black girls? Oh, let me tell you, the one girl come talking about her side business. That was the brand she was passionate about. What? Do not ever, never, ever, 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 ever bring up your side hustle unless it's to show that this is the experience I've gotten that would translate into me doing well at this role. Your main focus should always be the role. Do not discuss things that are not pertinent to this actual job you're interviewing for. Because guess how that came across? Oh, I'm just trying to get this job so I can get some experience so I can launch my own thing. Who wants? Put yourself in the hiring manager's shoes, right? Like just for a minute. And the funny thing is, my friend was like, I would have let that go had she been able to articulate how what she's doing with her own startup would translate into what she could do in the role, but she couldn't because she wasn't prepared. You guys need to be doing mock interviews to prepare for your interviews. Like, you need to get with your mentees, your mentors. If you don't have one, email me, ask@trillmba.com. It's always in the show. And say, hey, I don't have a mentor and I have interviews coming up and I don't want to F it up. It's that simple. There's no more excuses. Oh, and not only the girl who got the job, let me tell you about this girl. I would have hired her too. The other thing she did was not only did she research the company and the industry, the competitor, like she knew about the competitors and could talk like ad nauseum about all of this ecosphere of this company's work. She was ready. You guys, there's nothing stopping you from getting ready and being ready. And it don't take a lot. Like, you know what's so funny? When you get to that level and you're that prepared, you'll be looking at the interviewers like, y'all asking me some mediocre questions. If you're not walking into interviews feeling like these questions ain't really, then you ain't ready. The other thing, the girl who got the job, she closed her interview. What does that mean? Well, I'm about out of time, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to trillmba.com. I want you to sign up for the freebies. In the freebies is a video that talks about how to deliver a killer interview close. I guarantee you, this young lady did some form of that close where she reiterated why she was good for the job and told them she wanted their job after being super prepared, more prepared than any of the other candidates. And now it's been some time since she started. And my friend is like, yeah, she's still beastly. Glad we hired her. Too bad it couldn't have been a bad girl. But the thing is, anybody that interviewed for that job could have done that job and they could have done a good job at the job. It's an entry level job. It's a job you learn it. And my friend was very well ready to coach, train, and develop any one of those black girls that we're interviewing for the job. But you got to come prepared. So that's the tale for today. So as always, if you need, you know, some coaching, some advice about specific work situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching. You can schedule a 30-minute consultation with me so you can strategize and work through your specific work situation, including preparing for interviews, because that's what I'm good at. The only thing I don't do is write resumes. I don't write resumes. I hate resumes, actually. I think they're dumb, but it's part of the system. And this is the code of the system, you guys. You just have to prepare to play the game. That's it. So You can email me, ask@trillmba.com, right? I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person who can help you. So like if you need your resume done, I got people on lock for you. I can send you their information. Shout out Nichelle. That's my go-to person. She's a consortium alum. She's been in HR. She's a bomb-ass resume writer. So if you want Nichelle's information, I will send it to you. ask@trillmba.com. You just ask. I need my resume update. Please send me the referral. No problem. Again, trillmba.com/coaching. Sign up. It ain't free. Got to defray the cost of the podcast. Y'all know this already. I'm not going to keep repeating these things. If you're new to the podcast, go back and listen to some old episodes. You'll be fine. $40. Minimal investment for getting your whole entire life on the phone with me. All right, y'all. I'm going to try to calm down. I'm going to go eat. I think I might be a little hangry. I just need us to do better. Like, it's one thing for us to call out these MFs out here that's mistreating us in corporate, but it's another thing for us not to show up excellently. And so we don't get to be mediocre, okay? That's for the white boys, okay? And let them have that. Them and Tyler Perry. Yeah, but that's a whole nother conversation. All right, y'all. Listen, have a great week. I love y'all. Let's be the badasses we're meant to be. If you can't get there, don't know how to be there, ask for help. There's so many of us that want to see you win. Do not do this shit alone. Okay? All right. I love y'all. Have a great week. Hit me up if you need to. And until next time, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.